This is a story that I certainly thought of you guys when I heard about this yesterday, and maybe you guys had heard about it before, but I didn't see this until last night. The story of buried treasure. And I remember when this originally happened, some of the stories that have happened in the last 10 years. This art collector known as Forrest Finn buried a treasure in the Rocky Mountains a little more than 10 years ago, back in 2010. And he put out clues originally when he buried it. He also would put out clues sometimes periodically, monthly. And there he estimates, and I don't know how he knows this, but this 89-year-old art collector claims that more than 300,000 people have joined in the search for this over the last 10 years and change. And he was notified here in the last couple of days. Someone sent him pictures as proof that they found the 20-pound chest plus 20 pounds of treasure of gold and rare jewels that's estimated, back in 2010, it was estimated to be worth $1 million. And the person has not identified himself. This Forrest Finn says that he's from back east. That's all he'll say about the guy who, or the person who found it. Could be a woman, I guess. But he said that this guy followed the clues, and he has found it. And so the treasure has been found. I've read different accounts. Some articles say that four people, as many as four people, died in the search for this. Others say that at least two. And I think when this person died, a pastor was looking for it around the Santa Fe, just to the east, I guess, of Santa Fe, near the Rio Grande River. And he ended up dying. And because of that, officials urged this Finn to stop it, to just call it off, that they had been on way too many rescue missions. And I guess in some cases had found people alive and were able to rescue them. Some not so lucky, including the pastor who met a terrible fate. But you guys remember our updates on this through the years?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't, because I know we didn't spend a ton of time talking about him, but I know we did spend some time talking about the buried treasure.
You bet. I think we spent quite a bit of time talking about it.
Did we?
Yeah, Junior was our big expert on it.
Okay.
He did a whole segment on it.
Yeah, I saw this story over the weekend. Is my mic on?
We're still working.
Yeah,
yeah, your headphones are pretty far down, but you're on.
I hear you guys pretty loud.
You just need to
very tiny.
Junior's tiny. I think my mic needs to come up.
Yeah, that's what we're working on over here.
We're working on it.
So, yes, I feel like I'm not broadcasting professionally.
You are.
Whoa.
Okay,
here's
you were turning up me, not him.
Yeah, hold on a second. Pause for a
moment. Stand by. There we go. Yeah. Now I hear myself.
You guys were in the wrong channel.
Yeah, I've been really interested by this for a long time, and I saw all these stories over the weekend. So, yes, I remember this story very much.
Okay.
My first thought was, I'm happy that somebody found it, because for many years people have thought that Forrest Finn was joking about a buried treasure and that all these people were hunting for it and dying. And so the main thing was, there better be one out there or else you're sending people to their death.
Right.
And there were a lot of people that really doubted that this treasure was out there. So I guess my first thought was, okay, I'm glad somebody found it so that now everybody knows there was a treasure out there. There's still a lot of questions about it, though, where it was found. I guess the conspiracy theorist could say, well, about 2 weeks ago, he went out there and put a treasure out there. There never was one, but it was getting so controversial and people were dying that he went and put one out there anyway. My number one thing is, where is it? Where was it? Where'd the guy find it?
Don't know. He's not saying, I guess, just generically somewhere in the Rockies. Yeah, I believe him, because he says he's somewhat disappointed that it's over, just because the whole search was the whole thing that really, you know, interested him. And he just loved hearing people contact him, guessing as to where it was, maybe asking for an additional clue. And as he says, now the chase is over.
Yeah, but he could have been enjoying everybody's search and still not had any treasure out
That's
there.
That's true. Yeah, to guarantee that no one would find it for a long time and then finally put it out there. I don't know. I guess I take it at face value that he really did bury it. I guess you could... There's got to be some sort of testing, I guess, if authorities really want to get into it to see was it really there for 10 years. I don't know if they'll take it that far. The guy who found it, how do you go about... My first thought was, how does that guy go about finding what it's worth? You've got jewels, you've got gold. I mean, it's such a pirate ship treasure kind of thing.
Yeah, you've got to go to a lot of different appraisers.
Who finds treasure and turns them in? That just doesn't happen very often, I wouldn't think. Although I guess there are treasure hunters worldwide, and when they find something, they go, and that's how they make their living, I guess.
That's weird to be a professional treasure hunter, though.
Lives ruined if they didn't make it, but some went broke just leaving whatever they were doing, convinced that they were going to find the treasure. Isn't that something you would maybe do as a side project on the weekends and not commit your entire life to go find a treasure that someone says that he put out there?
And it was only worth, what, $1 million?
$1 million by 2010. That was another thing. How much do you think?
How much is that worth now?
Worth whatever gold is. I don't know what the percentage of it that was gold. I would assume it's worth a little bit more than $1 million now.
Well, think about it this way. The average American makes, what, $60,000?
Mm-hmm.
So why ask that guy to make it a side gig when if he finds it, that's 15 years worth of salary?
But if he works for 10 years to find it and it's costing him money each year, he's not having his $60,000 coming in each year to cover it. Most people who did search for it had to have been part-time treasure hunters.
I would think so.
I doubt that they were all dedicated treasure hunters.
But
so it was like, you know, using his 2 weeks vacation in the middle of the year to go look for it.
But what if the guy put more time into that and actually had so much fun that his life was richer because he was out in the Rocky Mountains every day?
Yeah, that'd be great. But he had to save up for quite some time in order to quit his $60,000 a year job to go looking for treasure.
Or
because how much does that cost you? How much do you think you could minimally spend? $20,000 a year? Looking for treasure?
What's a great metal detector cost?
And you got batteries. You got to go with batteries. He's got to get himself, he's going to plow through a few different tents if he's tent camping every single day. Can you tent camp out in the desert, though? Or is he in the Rockies the whole time?
So if you've seen the map of where everybody thought it was, it's pretty much exactly the chain of the Rocky Mountains. From British Columbia all the way down to northern New Mexico. And that's according to the clues, the 9 clues that he left, which I don't know how you narrowed this down to a spot in the Rocky Mountains with these 9 clues. Begin where warm waters halt. Canyon down too far to walk. Put in below home of brown, capitalized B-R-O-W-N. No place for the meek. End is ever drawing nigh. No paddle up your creek. Heavy loads water high. Blaze. Quickly down cease. Those are your clues.
Okay, well, I know exactly where this is. This wasn't that hard. I'll send you guys the GPS coordinates.
Oh, yeah, send us. That's awesome. You already figured this out. Yeah, it's just a matter of seconds.
Got it.
Begin where warm waters halt.
Uh-huh. See? It's very obvious.
Canyon down, too far to walk.
Canyon down.
That's right, Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon.
Put in below home of Brown, so that makes it sound like it's...
Somebody with the last name of Brown.
Somebody's last name, so I'm sure they all found every Brown that lived in the Rocky Mountains. No place for the meek, so obviously hard to get to.
Yeah.
Or someone with the last name of Meek is not allowed in there anymore. Getting kicked out of a restaurant. They want to allow him near there in the caverns back behind the restaurant.
Could be.
Okay, you follow that clue.
Okay.
And he said he did it, for the adventure, the chase of of people, but also wanting them to get out in the wilderness and to explore and to try to find...
And to die. And to two to four of them to die.
No, he didn't want that. I believe in my heart that he didn't want that. He says he congratulates the thousands of people who participated in the search and hopes that they will continue to be drawn by the promise of other discoveries.
So I have the inflation calculator out.
Okay.
In 2010, if the treasure is worth $1 million, that same treasure in 2020, this is just a straight currency calculator, so it's not going to be reflective of gold prices and all that.
Treasure.
Not one-to-one on gold prices. $1,175,000. So a 17% increase over the past 10 years.
That's splitting hairs, I'm sure, for the guy who found it. $1 million, $1,000,001, whatever it takes. That's pretty awesome for him. All right, I'm sure we'll hear some more details on the once lost treasure of Forrest Fenn, now found, apparently, just a few days ago, somewhere in the Rockies, either east or west of the Rockies.